Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning or good afternoon or good evening. I imagine it's not evening for most of the people who listen to the show, but those who listen to the show later on, I guess more people who listen to the archive version. Actually, this is
a live show, so I... Hello? Hello? Can I hear you? Hello?
I can't hear you. You know what? I've had a problem with Blog Talk lately about sound. I'm going to log off. Don't go away. I'm going to log off and log back on Skype because it seems like it's a problem with Skype and Blog Talk. So let me do that. I'll be back. Don't go away. I'm going to yell, don't go away. I'll be right back in about a minute. Okay, right back. Okay, let's see if that's better. I apologize. I don't know what's going on with these people. You know, maybe I should change radio companies, you know, go from Blog Talk to another outfit. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future, see if this works out. But Skype is the easiest way to do this for me. Okay, so I'm back. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about, let's get into, if anybody, as I set the show up, it was about the idea. Let me go back over it real quick so I won't spend a lot of time on this. What your soul intends for you to do in the future? What does your soul want you to do in the future? And you may or may not get there. It's not a prediction. It's not written in stone somewhere that you're going to do this. Now, sometimes it does happen. It does unfold. But this is what your soul wants you to do. So you have to align yourself with that if it feels comfortable with you. And as I said, this is not your only rodeo. You're going to be back many times, so you may have to accomplish it in the next life or the next life or the next life. And you may even have to accomplish it on another planet somewhere. But you'll get there eventually. So why not do it now, especially if it feels really good? I was going to talk about relationships a little bit. I had some articles, you know, as I was thinking about this idea of the soul, then I got into this whole thing about relationships, and all these articles seemed to unfold. So let me do that. And if anybody has any questions in the chat room about what your soul's purpose or your soul's future for you, I'm willing to get into that. Of course, that was the main topic for discussion. But I did want to talk about relationships. How to attract relationships, how you attract things in your life. And also, I thought, what a really good article about self-esteem. Because sometimes we don't attract things in our lives. We don't get the things we think we want, as in relationships with others, because we have low self-esteem. So there's a nice article about how to develop higher self-esteem. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to do. And what was the other thing? Oh, a couple things. One was about adultery. Oh, well, maybe I get to that one, but let's see this. Another one was the signs of being in a fake relationship. You ever think you're in a fake? Even if you've been married for 30 years, are you in a fake marriage? Ooh, yeah, that's not good. So, but I have a couple other things I wanted to do first. So, number one, Abraham quote. Abraham, non-physical group of teachers. And I think I'll channel a little bit today, too, because the board's kind of quiet, so I can do that. I can channel and let spirit talk to you about the soul and your future, okay? So this is an Abraham quote from 2009, and it's from the book, The Vortex, okay? The thoughts that I think determine the relationship I attract. The thoughts I think attract the relationship I attract. I think that's interesting. You are the thinking, vibrating attractor of your experience. And the thoughts you think determine everything about your life that you live. And as you turn your attention toward the positive aspects of the personalities and behaviors of others with whom you share your planet, you will train your point of attraction to the direction of only what you desire. Now let me read that sentence again, because that's really important. And this cuts out whining. Basically, it cuts out whining and complaining about other people, right? And focusing on the negative in other people. So let me read this again. as you turn your attention toward the positive aspects of the personalities and behaviors of others with whom you share your planet, you will train your point of attraction in the direction of what you desire. So if you're always looking for the worst in people, and if you're always digging up the worst about people, and that's so easy to do in politics, right? You don't like this person, I don't like that person, this person does this person does that. But the article is basically saying, or Abraham is basically saying, look for the good in people. Look for the positive in people. Look for the behaviors that you respect in people. And focus on that. Because if you get into that vibration of positive energy, then you're attracting positive energy. Very simple principle, but it's so difficult in this world that likes to highlight the negativity in people, right? So going on with the article, not only does the power of your thought determine which people make their way into your life. Now, let me read that again, because that's really important. Not only does the power of your thought determine which people make their way into your life, but the power of your thought determines how they behave once they get there. Now, I'll go back over to the article again. Let me editorialize a little bit here. What I think about that, you might agree or disagree, but the whole point is, if you have a positive attitude and you're looking for the positive in people and you're looking at people and go, wow, that's a really loving, kind person. I really appreciate people who are loving, kind, generous, and I'm amazed how generous that person is with the homeless or children or pets or animals or pets or other animals and how considerate they are and all those beautiful qualities. If you're always noticing those things in people, that's who you're going to attract into your life. But if you're always thinking, what a low life scum, what a deadbeat, what a horrible human being, what a leech on society, all those negative energies, you can tell the difference in the energy real quick, between what a kind, generous person I see here. Even though they might have their bad side, everybody has those negative thoughts and ideas and behaviors from time to time. But what a kind, generous person, what a loving person that is, versus, oh, what a deadbeat. And it can be two different people, but if you highlight the deadbeat, you highlight the scum of society and the leech of society, and if you're always thinking about the negativity about people, that, oh, what a horrible person, because I'm criticizing myself, really, right here. I'm just slamming myself to create, because I read about politicians, right? And I have a tendency to think, what a scumbag, right? What an inconsiderate, unloving, unkind being. But the more you think those thoughts, the more you attract those people, and the more they behave in your life that way. Whoa, isn't that an amazing thought? You think about it for a while, and you're feeling, it's a yucky feeling about people. So if you're always carrying this yucky feeling about people, and you're always looking for the yucky in people, you're always going to attract the yucky in people, right? But if you're always looking for the good in people, if you're looking for the love that's being manifested and demonstrated by people, and the kindness that's being demonstrated by people, and the unselfishness that's being demonstrated by people, and just the warmth and the friendliness and the sense of humor from people, that's what you're going to attract in your life. That's the principle. That's the law of attraction. That's how it works. So if you want to go to a low, negative place, and think of all the negative things about people in your life or the people on television, or you dwell on those all the time, that's the kind of people that you will continue to attract to your life. So I guess it does have to do with relationships in the sense, right? What are you putting out there? What are you putting out there? What kind of energy are you putting out there? Yeah, to answer your question, I have to log off and log on. As soon as I come on here, it's really, I guess I should voice something to Blog Talk about it. But that's the point that this whole article is. And that's the thing about relationships. And I'm not talking about romantic relationships. You could have relationships with people at church, relationships with people at the market, relationships with family members, relationships with a distant cousin. It's all about the relationships that you have in your life. What kind of relationships are you attracting? And it goes back to this idea that Abraham said about what kind of people, what are you looking at in people? You're always looking at the negative. You're always looking at the horrible people that are out there, and they're doing this and they're doing that. You're going to attract more of those, and that's the principle. So let me get into the other article that I was going to cover today. Ta-da! Ta-da! It was Pam Grout, G-R-O-U-T. Somebody asked me about her the other day, and she wrote a couple books called E Squared. Squared, like E, and then the number 2, like square, E squared, and E cubed, like 3, the number 3. It's not written out 2 or written out 3, it's the number 3 and number 2. So E squared, E cubed, and she's a writer. She's been writing a lot of other kinds of material, travel material primarily, but this is her spiritual bent on life. Okay, so here's a couple quotes that she posted, and we'll get into the article, okay? Everything you imagine is real, Pablo Picasso. When it comes to turning thoughts into things, it's imperative to disregard what appears to be true. Focus instead on what you want to be true. Whoa. Okay, so let me get into the article. That's a really good point. Let me go back over it because it's in the main part of the article. When it comes to turning thoughts into things, it is imperative to disregard what appears to be true. Focus instead what you want to be true. And that's a little bit about the soul. What does the soul want? What feels really good to you? Now let me get back into her article. Sure, you might get bucked off the horse from time to time. Might start listening to what your spin doctor in the brain. Be tempted to focus on information presented by the five senses, news media, and default setting that says, be careful, worry, don't even think about trying, learning to relax. Stay on guard, stay, be aware. You know, the world tries to teach you to be on guard, you know, go buy your guns. Be careful, don't walk down this street. Be careful where you're driving because you might get shot at. Ooh, all this fear stuff thrown at you in the world. But no, okay. I know there's caution. We have to have caution, but let's go on. Okay, but just keep climbing back into the saddle and focus on what you want to be true. How do you want the world to look like? What do you want your relationships to look like? What do you want your future to look like? That's why I make training my mind priority numero uno on a daily. This is Pam. On a daily basis, I instruct it to look for beauty. Okay, and that's kind of tying in that Abraham thought, isn't it? You know, looking for the good in people, looking for the beauty in the world, looking for the positive in the world. Encourage it to seek out the bigger picture, to focus on love and the seemingly impossible. Miracles, impossible. You know, all things that seem impossible are possible. Now, she did a challenge through her E-cubed book, and so we're going to get into this, and it may not be clear to you exactly what she's talking about, but it will as we get through it. I've heard back from several winners at the E-cubed selfie challenge, and I was thrilled to learn that many of them had already seen their vision come to fruition. They saw what they did. Cheryl Lynn Gibbs sent a fabulous selfie of her and her hubby with a new Airstream they wanted to drive across the country. Here's her story. I lost the story. No, it kind of bounced here. Let me get back down to the story here. Okay. Here's her story. I posted my selfie bookie on your page at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night. My hubby and I were the ones who intended to manifest an Airstream so we could travel in style across the magical country of ours to visit my family in the Midwest. About 9 the following morning, my hubby received an email from her favorite cousin in Southern California. She wrote, I have a 27-foot Airstream you two can use. What the crazy, huh? Just 13 short hours. I love stuff like this. My hubby and I call this access to resources. A couple of years ago, I was listening to a series of interviews on abundance. The interviewer would begin each interview by asking the question, "What is abundance to you?" One gentleman responded, "Abundance is simply access to resources." Let me continue on with that. Let me move this folding down. Move the cursor down. Okay. I was listening. Okay. The interviewer began with each interview by asking, "What is abundance to you?" One gentleman responded, "Abundance is simply access to resources. You don't need to own the swimming pool, just have access to it. You don't need to own the tennis court, just have access to it. You don't need to own the horse, just have access to it. For us, we don't need to own the Airstream, just have access to it. And quite honestly, we have nowhere to park it in our house anyway. The universe takes care of us of all the deets if you just step back and let it do its thing." That's an interesting point. I love that point. You know, there's a certain value of keeping your life simple and not necessarily accumulating all the stuff and taking care of all the stuff and insuring all the stuff and cleaning all the stuff in your life and then have to have a bigger and bigger house for all the stuff. But if you have access, now that's a really cool principle, and I think this is a great principle for many of us. Keep our lives simpler, have a sense of freedom about our lives, but allow the universe or God or our higher self to bring us the things that we enjoy doing and have access to the things that we enjoy doing. I'm thinking about planning a little trip about 3 or 4 days, and my daughter turned me on to a website called AIR, A-I-R, B, and the letter B, the letter N, and the letter B. So it's Airbnb. And you can go to these resort cities, and it's not staying in a very expensive, upscale hotel, but you can stay in beautiful places that people are renting out rooms. I saw one that was renting out an Airstream, which is kind of funny. And they're like anywhere from $30 to a night, or this beautiful resort-type home for $200 a night, or $300 a night. And if you have a group that wants to go, let's say, to this beautiful place, you can rent a whole house as a group, right? I thought that was interesting how it's about access to beautiful places where you don't have to own them. You don't have to own a timeshare to stay in these places. You can go, and you don't have to spend a whole lot of money on a big, expensive hotel. I don't know about Las Vegas. I don't know if you can do that there. If you're so inclined to go to Las Vegas, I think you probably could rent, you know, the Palm Springs, you could probably rent a nice part in a house for a reasonable amount, because most of the rents in that site were somewhere about 30, but most of them were around, less than $100 a night. You know, for two people, that's pretty reasonable, and it's a beautiful place, a beautiful location. And plus, you're renting from somebody that can tell you all about their city and where to go and what to do and blah, 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 right? Okay, So it's access to things in your life and not necessarily have to own them all. And I thought that was a really interesting principle. So think about it. Think about, what do I want? What do I want? Well, you don't necessarily have to own it. Okay? You don't necessarily have to own it. So let me take a couple calls. Somebody's back. And, losing the longest. These have been holding for a while. I'm just going by the numbers and holding time, so I'm just going to do that. So it's 917 and 313 and then the 337. We'll get into that. So we're into manifesting today and relationships and all that stuff. That kind of seems where I'm headed. I don't know where I'm going to go with the show, and I'm feeling better. I got up grumpy. Not so grumpy now, which is a very good thing, right? Not so grumpy. I am complaining about the mail service here. Hello?
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 It
sounds like you're underwater.
I hear you.
Are you underwater?
No.
Sounds
do
like,
I sound like I am?
Yeah, a little bit. So who am I speaking to?
My name is Mindy. Let me see if I can get a better spot.
Oh, that's all right.
Tell me if you hear me better.
Oh, it's about, sorry, keep going. I can hear you well enough to go on. So what's going on with you today?
Okay. I understand everything you're saying about the manifesting, but if it's a relationship you want to manifest, you can't envision someone. You're envisioning what, the feeling you have? Is that what you're envisioning?
Okay, well, look, part of that is the qualities that you want. What do you want in a person? You know, some people are hung up on physical, which is okay to have some kind of physical. I have a certain physical aspect. You know, we are attracted to a certain physicality, right? And I'm just going to leave that off the table. You know, some people want short people, tall people, green people, whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Certain people, like, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody, you go, they take your breath away look, right?
Yeah, over that now, though. That doesn't always work.
But so it's about the qualities. You want somebody who's kind, considerate, generous, funny. It just depends on what you value in another person, right? About chemistry. What's that connection that you're looking for? So, yeah, that's what you're trying to manifest. Maybe generosity, right? You there? Oops. Oh, okay. I lost you. You went away. Oh, so that's what you're trying. So maybe that's all the answer she needed. I don't know. But let me take another call. It's 313. So it's manifesting the qualities about a person that you want. Not necessarily. It's Abraham. You know, that Abraham quote was really appropriate for that. What are you thinking about in a person? And are you thinking about the negative things about people? Now, that's one thing I've always, when I did a lot of psychic work, you know, people would call me and say, oh, I'm just attracting this man, and I seem to be attracting the same kind of man. Well, duh. Really, seriously. Because you're thinking about that. You're thinking about the qualities that you don't want. You're thinking about why this person was a deadbeat, and this person did that, and this person did this. And that's what you're attracting. I call it same man, different skin, or same woman, different skin. So you have to be really careful what you're thinking about and your emotions are about something you want in your life. It's easy. It's easy. Sure. It's easy to fall back into the trap of, whoa, what a creep that was. Boy, you know, and complain to all your friends about somebody that, wow, what, he treated me really bad or she was just horrible. She wanted all my money. Okay. Wait a minute. Are you back? I don't know. I'm confused. So 313 is back. Okay, let me try this. I'm getting so confused. Hello.
Hey, George.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Dwight.
Okay, Dwight, what's going on today?
Hey, well, this is a good sequence.
Okay.
Here going on because I'm looking into like Airbnb and everything like that. There's a part of Airbnb that's new. It's like Airbnb sublets. You actually rent out for monthly rent.
Okay, good.
Rentals.
So that works for a lot of people because they have temporary jobs somewhere or they're, let's say they're doing something in it for working for a company and they have to be in a different location for a month or two and they don't want to rent a long-term rental, right?
Right. It's like barely, it's no deposit, pretty much immediate movement. Huh?
So do you have a question? I appreciate the information. That's a really great thing.
Yeah, and there's another thing too called Relay Rides. They're really good, like, it's another one called Get Around also. But, yeah, it's a lot of nice, good stuff coming around. So it have actually pertained to where I want to ask. I'm in the middle of moving, finding a place or whatever. And I have actually asked a couple of psychics about, like, you know, this transition of moving.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a little different approach because I'm not necessarily going to make a prediction because I try to avoid predictions. But I'll give you, based on the law of attraction, just visualize what you want. And a word I keep hearing for you in doing of all this is following your own intuition. following your own intuition, okay? Following your gut feeling on something. Wherever you're planning on doing or going, so forth, just get out of your ego head and follow your intuition. Follow what feels good to you about making when you make this decision, okay? It'll happen, but it's like that person with the Airstream, they just visualized it. They just had a picture in their head. They pictured, like the vision board kind of thing. They took them, do you know the general area you want to go?
Somewhere, yeah, like the ideal of it.
You know what it looks like? You got a picture of it?
I was just visualizing something.
Okay, then stay with that. Stay with it. Stay with it, okay? Stay with it. You'll get it, but you just stay positive about it. Okay? You'll get it.
Right.
Absolutely. Why not? The universe doesn't fail us if we stay consistent in our dreams and our wants and stay consistent. You know, it's that whole thing about if you put something out there that you want, and I'll give you this very simple principle, and it works. It really works well. It's like turning it over to God. State your problem. I want a place, and this is kind of what I want a place to look like. I got a general ego, or better. It's always or better. I want this or better, okay? Or better.
Okay, yeah.
Or greater that. And then let it go. It's the principle of letting go. You don't spend a lot of time because you don't start changing your mind and go, well, maybe I like this instead. Or maybe I like... So it's just the universe is going, yeah, what does he really want? I don't know. What does he want? He keeps changing his mind. So let it go. Or I want this or greater than, or something that would serve me even better. Okay? And turn it over, and then go out and do something else. Get away from it. Just get away from that. Just don't even think about it, because you've handed it over. You've written your list. It's like, I see the picture of going to the pharmacy with your prescription, right?
Right.
And giving it to the pharmacist. And then you go away and shop, and it comes back for it, right? I mean, that's a kind of a real weird illustration, but it works. You just trust the pharmacist is going to fulfill your prescription for whatever you're looking for, or your order at a restaurant. You look at the menu, you place an order, and then you start talking to your friends. You don't sit there and focus on the menu and go, maybe if I would have wanted this or that. And then you just turn it over. You give it to the waitress or waiter and say, I'm done. I'm done with this. And then you wait for your food. It's like waiting for the universe, isn't it? Same thing? Basic same principle.
Right.
And you just have fun with your friends, and you drink your coffee or tea or whatever you're drinking, and chat with your friends, and you know what's coming. That's a great illustration. I like that one. So that's what you put your order in, and you go about your business, and then it comes back. And you don't have to think about it, and you have to go sit there and look at the menu. They take the menu away normally, so you don't have to look at the menu and change your mind, right?
Right.
Okay, so try that. Put your order into the universe, what you want, right? Got it? And then just forget about it and see what happens.
Cool.
Practice with little things first. Don't start with the big one. Start with little things. Like, I would be nice if somebody buy me a cup of coffee today, right? And then just put it out there and see what happens. Or if I get a free cup of coffee. Or something like that. Something really simple. Practice with the universe of just putting your order in and getting the answer back. Okay?
Okay. Good.
Do it.
All types of law of attraction hacks.
Okay, do it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
So you can tell that I've kind of changed, because I really believe you can get anything you want, but you got to be positive. You attract negativity in your life as Abraham was saying, if you're thinking about the negative things in your life and the negative people in your life, blah, 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 you're just going to bring power of those back. If you think X, who treated you wrong, did horrible things to you, right, you're just going to get another one like that. If you're always whining about, here's another one I get, I hear this, and this is kind of interesting. Let's say you live in an area that you have a neighbor who's really annoying. Like, I have neighbors upstairs, not to complain too much. I try not to complain too much about this, but they're teenagers. their father and a couple of teenage daughters, probably middle school, maybe early high school, and they seem to be stomping around all the time. Stomp, 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 stomp. My daughter's always complaining about it. Oh, they're stompers. Oh, they're such stompers. Oh, they're such stompers, right? Man's going to be a stomper. They move. But you're just thinking about people who stomp around, make noise all day long. So you have to change your point of view. Okay, let me take another call, and then we'll get more into these articles. And I did the Pam, I did the Abraham. Okay, we'll get into, so I'll figure out which one sounds like most fun, more interesting article in a minute. Or if you have questions. Well, somebody had a question in the chat room. I just Google, what is my purpose? Are you sending that like out to the universe? I did that with a friend of mine last week. You know, it's like Googling the universe, right? Googling God. I'm going to Google God on what my purpose is, right? You know, purpose is, it's really interesting. But, let's leave the word purpose out of this whole discussion for a moment. Because people keep writing about their purpose. Purpose changes. You know, your purpose at 40 and your purpose at 60 and your purpose at 80 will shift and change. Right? Absolutely. Your general life. So it's really about what does your soul want you to do now? Your soul may not just want you to relax and enjoy life. Not worry about the big issues. Your soul may want you to go on vacation. Right? Your soul may want you to get a puppy. As silly as that might sound, your soul might want you to take a walk in the park and not worry about the big stuff. So it really is about what does your soul want you to do? And it's not necessarily 30 years from now, because your purpose is going to change. You know that. The person you are at 20 is not the person you are at 40 or 30 or whatever it is. You shift, you change, you grow. How many people, they say that people have an average of 5 job changes in their working career. And they go different directions. How many people did you know who have a degree in whatever it is, and they never do that? They think in college their degree is going to be, they're going to be in finance. But they end up being school teachers, right? It shifts. So when we're talking about what does the soul look in your future, I'm not talking 30 years from now or 20 years from now. I'm talking about right now. What does your soul want you to do? What's your future soul wants you to do in your future, as in right now? Maybe it's to take a vacation. Maybe it's to work on you, some aspect of yourself. Ooh, maybe it's to be more loving. Maybe it's to be more generous. Maybe it's just to smile more and laugh more. Your soul wants you to laugh more. I would say that if I would talk to 90% of the people, and I would ask, I would try to intune to them as an empath about their soul and what their soul wants them to do. One of the things I would always hear would be, your soul wants you to laugh more, to have more fun, to enjoy life more, to find things that bring you pleasure. Because we take life too seriously. That's the point of view I always get for people. We take life too seriously. We don't let life become an amusement ride enough. We make it to be this stomping through the jungle and cutting back the vines and struggling and fighting to get through life, where it should be an amusement ride. Maybe the teacup ride, if you're not into the roller coasters. I saw this one from China that was like, whoa, I'm never going on that thing. The teacups are cool. Okay, so let me take a call. But that's what it's all about. So don't get so hung up on all the big stuff. It's like living in the moment. You know, what does your soul want you to do right now in your moment? And like tomorrow? Like, you know, go play at the beach, right? Go take a walk and hike in the mountains, whatever it is. So let me take a call. Hello?
Yes, hi. I lost you before, but anyway, I'm going to tell you something else. If we live in the moment and feel good, everything else will just naturally fall into place anyway. So what do we need all that law of attraction for?
That is the law of attraction. That is the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
What you're thinking about and what you're doing is attracting the next thing into your life. The energy you're putting out there, the thoughts that you're putting out there right now, if you're putting out some really positive thoughts and enjoying life and smelling the roses and doing all these wonderful things in your life and being generous with people, and people are being generous with you, that's how your life is unfolding. You've created the pattern. You're creating that pattern in your life. So that's you're attracting more of that. That's a very simple principle.
Very simple.
Not
really
trying to attract. Yeah, it's not necessarily trying to attract $1 million in 3 years, right?
Right. If each moment is the highest frequency or the best feeling you can muster up for that one moment, that's it. What else is there?
Right. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I would say that just to add to that a little bit, if you're loving yourself in the moment, you will create more love in your life.
Yeah.
Okay?
So that's the whole thing. I don't have to worry about anything else. I really believe that.
Well, you don't, because so many people that you hear about, so many people that do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people get hung up on all the terrible things that are going on in their lives. You have to turn off the news if you watch it.
Well, you have to keep reminding yourself to do that, to go back. I have to. You know, like 19 months ago, I had a near-death experience, and that completely changed me. I am completely changed. But if I see myself slipping, I have to remind myself again, stay in the moment, in peace, in happiness, in joy, and I'm back in. It's very hard to do. I never could do that before, you know?
Share that.
I do.
People. Because that's really an important lesson to share. That is a beautiful lesson for you to share. And the more people hear that, the more people respond to that, right?
Yes, it's helpful. But, you know, I feel bad because I searched my whole life and wasn't able to get it. And not that I give up. I still teach and help. But I wonder, if that didn't happen to me, would I get it? And I have a little compassion for people not being able to get it that easily. You know, some can, but sometimes you hear it and you want it, but yes, go ahead.
Let me give you an example. This is a great example, and everybody learns differently, and everybody has to have a different experience too. I'll use the word enlightenment just to use a word here, because there's a Zen principle about enlightenment, about the Zen students and the teacher, right? Some students, and they teach, and some people have to sit and meditate for 20 years to get enlightenment, right? And then sometimes the Zen master can walk behind somebody and whack them with a ruler, and they get enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has a different experience. You know, sometimes you have to get whacked with the ruler versus the 20 years or the 10 years of sitting in meditation to get it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got whacked with a ruler. Okay, then you got
big time.
So it worked for you.
Finally, but I sat in meditation for 20 years before that, and it didn't. You know, I once heard Wayne Dyer say something like that.
Finally, the universe says, "Yeah, we got to whack her with a ruler because this is not working."
Yeah. It was a pity near death. It was this poor girl. She's not getting it. Let's bring her up here and tell her.
Okay.
And then I got it.
Okay, good. See, beautiful example of how it works. Okay. But everyone's experience is a little different. So your experience is not better or worse than somebody else's. But at least you had the experience, and now you're able to use it. And with age sometimes comes, not that you're old, but with age sometimes comes wisdom in knowing how to use it.
True.
If you had the experience at 20, it may not have the same impact it did later on in life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You're right, because now I can add my age, my maturity, my wisdom to the experience, and it's really great. But truthfully, after a lifetime of not living that way, 19 months in, it's still not enough because it's still unfolding. But the great part is it is unfolding. I'm thankful for that.
Now it's just about relaxing into it and not having expectations about what it could be. Just relaxing into it, right?
Yep.
And okay,
some of
I'll
it is me just following it, because you know the universe will take you where it wants you to go.
Right. It's the Abraham material. They talk a lot about having your boat on the river. Are you just going with the current, and letting the universe guide your boat, who you are, or are you trying to turn the boat around and try to struggle to go upstream all the time? Are you fighting to go upstream, or are you just letting the current and let the universe guide your boat?
Mm-hmm.
Struggling against life doesn't work.
At all.
Okay, so I'm going to let you go. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for sharing your experience. And it's a big help to
people.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
Good.
Bye.
I'm glad. Bye.
Okay, that was beautiful. Thank you. So we'll get back to this whole thought. So when you Google the universe, I just Google, what is my purpose? What is the universe telling you? What are you getting back? What Google page are you being sent to? And you say that what drives you crazy is I'm impatient about getting whatever my purpose is. The impatience in itself creates resistance for you to get answers. Because impatience is not a positive energy, is it? It's kind of a negative, resistant kind of energy. So as the last caller was talking about, it's time to relax. Let the universe guide your boat. Resistance is that fighting the stream, trying to turn your boat around and trying to fight the stream all the time. Versus just relaxing and let it go. Just relaxing and let it go. Just turning it over and letting go. Because that way I talk about that a lot lately. I've been talking about this whole concept of just let it go. Turn it over. Right? Just let it go. Let the universe bring you choices. I like the word choices here. You don't necessarily have to take the first choice, but let the universe give you options. You know, it's like a buffet, right? The universe is going to offer you a buffet of choices. You go through a buffet and you don't select everything, put everything on your plate, do you? You go, ah, that looks really good. I'm going to try that today. Or this looks good today. I'm going to try that. Or it's the menu, right? The universe gives you the menu, offers you the menu, and you get to choose off the menu. But you don't have to take it all. And you go, no, that's not exactly what I want. No, this is what I want. Oh, yeah, that would be better. Yeah, ooh, that looks really good over that pie. It looks really good. I think I'm just going to have that pie and forget the rest of it, right? Choices. Options. Yeah, but see, what did you say about food at a buffet, right? When you look at the choices, what feels the best in the moment? What feels... So it's getting in touch with your feelings, too, isn't it? It's an emotional thing. What feeling? What does my intuitive self... What is my heart drawn to? What does it want, right? When you go shopping for clothes, or whatever it is, let's just use clothes, for example. You kind of have an idea when you go to the store. I need a dress, I need a pair of pants, I need some slacks, I need a top, I need a shirt, whatever it is, right? You need it. You want something new because you're going to an event and you want to wear something nice. And you have a general idea what you want to wear. But when you go there, doesn't it usually kind of jump off the rack at you? Maybe it takes a few minutes, but you look around and then you go, and it's a lot of, sometimes it's your first choice. You come back to it, you go, that's it. That's it. It just jumps off the rack. It says, take me home, take me home. I used to do that at bookstores. You know, I would go look at books. I didn't know what I wanted to read a book and it was something inspiring. So I would just kind of go there and look, and then certain books would jump out at me. Wow, I got to read you. That's how it works. Let it jump out at you. Let the universe give you options. What feels good to you? What feels best to you in making choices? You're never restricted to one choice in life. In relationships, you're never restricted to one choice. You know, I've talked about this, and people get all like, I got to meet my soulmate. It's that person. It's just that one person that's supposed to come into my life, and I can't seem to meet my soulmate. Yeah, the universe doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. You're going to get choices. And you're going to go, no, that's not it. I don't want that one. Okay, here's another one. Oh, no, I don't want that one. You know, it's like a dating game. You get to choose. You know, they're behind the screen, but you get to hear them and go, everybody remember the dating game a long time ago? Or the Bachelorette, right? Or the Bachelor. Where all these women line up and the Bachelor gets to meet every one of them, right? The Bachelor gets choices. He doesn't get one woman. This is it. You're done. And my daughter watches The Millionaire. The Millionaire Matchmaker. She always has choices. choices for people. It's not just one person. And they get to meet a bunch of people, and they get to narrow it down to three or two, and then one to date. And then sometimes she'll switch it out and give them this, no, this one works better. So it's about choices. The universe is never going to give you one choice. They're going to give you options for what you want to choose. Just know, kind of know what you want, right? Just kind of know. Okay, I've gone on and on about this, and this is kind of fun. I like this topic a lot. A lot. And I have to remind myself, because I go through this and I tell you all this stuff, and then I flip out and do something really stupid myself. And it's like, yeah, I'm not listening to myself. The ego gets in the way. So I got a few more minutes. Instead of getting into other articles, I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you for a few minutes. Okay? Is that okay? It's okay with me. I want to do that. I think they want to talk. I don't know what they want to talk about. Maybe this. Yeah, I think they want to talk about choices, but let me see. The spirit guides is a group of spiritual teachers that go by a certain name. And I'm going to say, they come as one voice, and some of them have lived on the planet, some of them haven't, but they speak in one voice. So I'm going to go away and let them talk to you. See, I don't like to use the name that they use, but that's all right. So George has a problem with this. George has a problem with channeling us because we use the name Bob. George thinks Bob is a demeaning name and it doesn't have that spiritual kind of thing. But it's okay. We use it because it's simple. And it's easy to remember and it doesn't have any religious overtones to it. And we keep telling him that. Don't worry about it. Just use the word Bob because Bob is cool. It's a good name. It's a very simple name. It's an easy name to remember. We could be Jill. If you want us to be Jill, we could be Jill if you want to be neutral about this whole thing. Or Jill or Bob or whatever you want to call us. It doesn't matter. The names don't matter. It's the energy and the message. But let's get into this thing about options, because George brought up options, and we want to talk a little bit about options and choices and how it works from the spirit side to the physical side. And we gave him this idea about the menu. And we said, okay, you have choices in your lives. You always have choices. And you select from your menu. And we look at your menu, and we look at the choices that you made. But we're going to give you options. You could say, I want a piece of pie. Then we'll give you choices in pies. Right? And we'll give you options on how to do it, and how to create it, and how to make it, and how to do it, and where it's going to go. And we want you to follow your own intuitiveness. We want you to follow your own spiritual guidance, your higher selves, in making choices. Spirit will assist you and give you options on how to do it and what to do. Okay? But we want you to rely on your intuitive higher self in the final end-all of any situation in your life. It's your lives. It's not our lives. We will guide you. We will give you options. We will give you choices. We will leave things to you, things that apply to what you're thinking about. Now, why do we give you stuff? Why do the universe kick back to you negative? You've had bad relationships. Why would you have another bad relationship? Why would you get another person that treats you in a really miserable way? Most spiritual teachers and most people have this thing, well, God kind of knows what I want. Doesn't God really know what I want? But we're responding to you. We're responding to your emotions, to your feelings, to your words. You're not telling us what you really want because you're incongruent. You're not in alignment with what you want or what you think you want, because what you express is really what you want. Your emotions and your feelings are expressing what you want. It's not what's necessarily thinking sometimes. Well, let me explain that. That's a tough one, right? What you're thinking and what you're saying and what you're feeling is what you want. So if you're complaining about somebody all the time, that's what you're accustomed to, is that kind of person. That's the kind of person that you've had in your life, and you have an habitual habit of having that kind of person in your life. If your habit is, let's say you attract somebody who just isn't very cleanly, right? You've been attracting these people. So you're focusing on that. You're thinking about it. But it's something that you're accustomed to. That's something that you're used to. You haven't changed your mindset about that. You've almost, in a habit and a belief system, believe that that's what you need. And that's what you want. It's those hidden belief systems that are attracting those things. So you have to change your beliefs. You have to change about what you believe in to attract new and different in your life. You have to, somewhere in your subconscious mind, you've come to accept that. Perhaps it's a habit from your childhood. Perhaps it's been around people who are not the cleanest or the most organized, and you're used to that. So you're attracting more of that. That's what you think about. You may complain about it, but that's what you attract. That's your habit. That's your pattern. That's how you wired yourself. So you're going to attract more of that, and you're going to get more of that. But as soon as you change your thinking, change your beliefs, let go of those beliefs, let go of the perceived benefits of that. What's the perceived benefits of that? Okay, well, we'll use that one for example. What is the perceived benefit of somebody who's not well organized? It's a little messy, and it makes life a little easier at some level, doesn't it? In the short term, it seems easier because you don't have to clean up after somebody. You don't have to take care of somebody. You can just live with it. You just learn to live with it. It's easier to live with it. Cause waves and press, blah, 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 right? It's easier to just live with it. So it's become a habit. It becomes a ritual. We use this just as an example. It could be anything that you've attracted in your life, and you continue to attract the same things because it's something that you've created a pattern, you've adjusted to, you've come to accept as your pattern. You may want to change it, but you haven't changed your belief about it. Change your beliefs about it. Create a new belief system. Create a belief system that's focused on something that feels really good. That would feel really good. And you have to know why this would feel good, to have it different. You have to see the benefits of the change. If it's been attracting people who are disorganized and who aren't very clean or who are cluttery, then you have to look at your life and go, what would be the benefit of having somebody who's just very tidy and neat and just well organized? What's the benefit? Now, we can feel George kind of resisting this a little bit, but we'll give you an example, and this is a good one for that sort of thing. If you're used to clutter and somebody who's kind of disorganized, we're using this as an example, it could be anything, but this is a simple, easy answer question. It could be abusive, it could be whatever it is, right? Bad cook, you know, whatever it is, right? But you're in the habit of this because you perceive that it makes your life easier because you don't have to clean up your act. You don't have to be as organized. You can just allow it. It's easy. But if you get somebody who's very organized and very structured and very neat and tidy, it means it requires something of you also to live in that environment. It means for you to be a little more structured, a little bit more organized, a little bit closer to that person because then you're in alignment. So when you may say you want that, but part of you is saying, no, I don't want that. I don't want that because that means I have to do something. I have to be organized. I have to be more structured. I have to be neater. Right? Okay, we're here. We're running out of time here. But so, be careful what you're asking for. And look at your belief system. Examine your belief system and let those beliefs go. If you're saying one thing and you're living another way, it's really difficult. Okay, so we'll let you go. We could get on and on about this topic because it's really important what you're ordering from the universe and what you believe about that. Are you ordering something just because you think you should order it, or is it really truly from your heart, your soul, and your higher self? So we'll let you go. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening. Bye. Oh, I cut skirt off. Well, okay, I'm here. Okay, it's been fun. That was really interesting. I like that. that clutter thing, because I've never mind. We'll get into that. I'll be back on Monday. We'll talk more about this. Yeah, clutter. I've attracted people who clutter in my life. Now I'm kind of getting an idea of why I attract it. Yeah. It's anything in your life. Wow, we attract things. Sometimes we wonder why we attract. We have to look at ourselves. Why do we attract these things? Well, it's been fun. I love you guys. I posted a couple articles that you might want to look at my Facebook page and read. It's really interesting about relationships. I love, yeah, so thank you everyone in the chat room. Thank you callers. I appreciate you. And we will talk soon. Bye now.